Lesson 6. Section 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Is that Mr. Smith's son? No, it isn't. It's Mr. Morgan's son.
Is he Irish?
No, he isn't. He's Welsh.
Dialogue 2.
Where are your parents now?
They're in Zagreb.
Is that in Austria?
No, it's in Yugoslavia.
Dialogue 3.
Who is the girl by the door? It's Joan Smith. Is she a nurse? No, she's a librarian.
Dialogue 4.
My hat and coat, please. Here's my ticket. Thank you, sir. Here they are. These are not mine. They're Mr. West's. I'm sorry, sir. Are these yours? Yes, they are. Thank you.
Dialogue 5.
Whose handbag is that? Which one? The big leather one. Oh, that's Miss Clark's.
Dialogue 6.
What are you looking at? I'm looking at some stamps. Are they interesting? Yes, they're very rare ones.
Dialogue 7.
Where's Miss Green at the moment?
In her office.
What's she doing there?
She's typing, I think.
Dialogue 8.
Are there any pencils in the drawer? No, I'm sorry. There aren't any. Are there any ballpoint pens, then? Yes, there are lots of ballpoints.
Dialogue 9.
I need some oil, please. How much do you need, sir? 3 pints, please. Thank you, sir.
Dialogue 10.
Is there any shampoo in the cupboard?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't any.
Is there any soap, then?
Yes, there's a whole pack of soap.
Dialogue 11.
Where does Miss Mitsui come from?
She comes from Tokyo.
What language does she speak, then?
She speaks Japanese.
Dialogue 12.
What does Miss Jenkins do? She's a nurse. Where does she work? At the Westminster Hospital.
Dialogue 13.
Do you like your manager?
Yes, he's nice and kind. Is yours kind too?
No, mine is rather a brute.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Dialogue 14.
Is anyone attending to you, sir?
No. I should like to see some dressing gowns.
What sort are you looking for, sir?
I fancy a red silk one.
Section 2. Telephone conversations. A. Telephone conversation 1.
Henry wants tickets for Romeo and Juliet. So he tries to telephone the box office. First he hears... He's dialed the wrong number. Then he tries again. Henry's fed up, but he must get some tickets. He tries again, and finally he gets through.
Cambridge Theatre, box office.
Have you got any tickets for Romeo and Juliet for this Saturday evening?
Which performance? 5 p.m. or 8:30 p.m?
8:30 p.m, please.
Sorry, that performance is sold out.
Well, have you got any tickets for the 5 p.m. performance?
Yes, we have tickets at £4.50, £5.50 and £6.
I'd like to reserve two seats at £4.50, please.
Right. That's two tickets at £4.50. Saturday, 5 p.m. performance. What's the name, please?
Bishop. Henry Bishop.
Thank you. You'll collect the tickets before 3 p.m. on Saturday, won't you?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Goodbye.
B. Telephone conversation 2.
That number's been engaged for ages. Nobody can be that popular. I wonder if her number's been changed. I think I'll try again. That's one reason I'm ringing. I need some advice.
Advice? That's a good one. I've just been sacked.
There are the pits. Hang on, Sue. What do you mean you've just been sacked? Sue, you're the most successful woman I know.
That's probably why I've been sacked. But let's talk about you. You said you needed some advice.
I certainly do. I wanted to ask you about interviews. Have you had a lot of them?
Yes, I have. Too many.
So, could you tell me the sort of questions you're usually asked?
Let me think. The first 10 questions are almost always the same. I call them the whys, hows, and wheres.
Not again. Don't go away, Sue. I've got one more coin. Are you there, Sue?
Yes, I'm still here.
Sorry. I didn't understand what you were telling me. Could you repeat it?
It's very boring, but here you are. I'm always asked why I want to leave my present job, why I'm interested in the new job, how I intend to get to work, how long I intend to stay in the job, where I live, where I went to school, how much I'm paid in my present job, how much I expect to be paid in the new job. Oh, yes. I'm always asked if I'm married.
That's it, Sue. No more coins. I'll write to you soon, and many thanks.
Section 3. Dictation. Dictation 1.
I'm not going out with George again. Full stop. Last week, he invited me to go to a football match, full stop. I don't like football, comma. So it was silly of me to say yes, full stop. We didn't have seats, comma. So we had to stand for 2 hours in the rain, full stop. I was cold and wet, and I couldn't see a thing, full stop. So I asked George to take me home, full stop. He got very angry and said some very unpleasant things, full stop.
Dictation 2.
Last week the sun shone, and it got quite hot, full stop. I decided to put on my light grey summer trousers, full stop. But I got a shock, full stop. I couldn't put them on. Full stop. They were too small. Full stop. It's possible that they got smaller during the winter, comma. But I don't think so. Full stop. I'm afraid I got bigger. Full stop. So I'm going to eat less, and I'm going to take more exercise. Full stop. I am definitely going to lose some weight. Full stop.